Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
Now, listen, I want to read out this email. Hi, Niall. I'm in the middle of a ridiculous argument with my missus about our pet dog. We're planning our holidays for this summer, all going well, and I'd love to go somewhere warm. We're planning to head away last year, but sure, everything that happened and what have you, we had to postpone it. We got a rescue dog back in August, and don't get me wrong, he's become part of our family, and I love him to bits. But my wife treats the dog like a child. She dotes on him. I'm not even joking with you, Niall. He has more outfits than I do, and he sleeps in the bed with us all of the time. I won't even get into the arguments that we've had about this. She's so obsessed with him that now she says she won't see him go into a kennel and is trying to get me to holiday in Ireland now so we can bring the damn thing with us. It's actually ridiculous what she thinks of kennels, and says she can't imagine being away from him for more than one day. Never mind 2 weeks. I've even mentioned that we could get my mother to mind him for over 2 weeks, and she just won't entertain the idea. She thinks the mother will let him out the door and he'll escape or something. I've jokingly even told her I was going to email you to get you to settle the debate, so please bring it up on your show someday. I'd love to know what the listeners think. Am I being unreasonable? Or is she completely over the top about this situation? So here you go. There's the situation. All right. She is obsessed with the dog. But that's okay, by the way, to love your dog. There's nothing wrong with that, okay? She won't go on holidays because she doesn't want to be without the dog for 2 weeks. She doesn't trust putting him in the kennels. She doesn't trust the mother minding him in case the dog gets out. And she wants to holiday in Ireland so she can bring the dog with them. And he's saying, no, just stick the dog in a kennel. It'll be grand. Who's wrong and who's right? So I want to know whose side you're on. So let's do a little poll on this one, right? Because this is a ridiculous argument. And I hope the two of you are listening. You can sort this out once and for all. Is the wife right? And is he being unreasonable? Or is he right? And is she being unreasonable about the love of her dog? Let me know what you think. The number is 087-188-0008. That's 087-188-0008. Albert, you're on Classic Hits. How you doing, Albert?
Hi, mate. Nice to talk to you again.
Nice to talk to you too, Albert. Okay, Albert, who's being unreasonable here?
I think it's 50-50, you know.
Yeah, okay, well, now your phone is a bit muffled, Albert. Can you have you got it on speaker or something? Or
I haven't. No.
Okay, that's better. Go on.
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now. Yeah.
Okay, I think it's 50-50 now. In fairness, like the both took on this dog, they knew what they were getting into.
Yeah.
And I was in the same situation with my wife and myself. And we both love our dog, who recently was very, very sick, and he came through it. But we went on holidays. In 2019, and we went for about a month, and we left our dog with our son. And our son came over for a week while we were there, and his friend looked after the dog. Now, after we came home, we found that the dog had, he was like a recluse. He didn't want to interact with anyone. He didn't seem to know us.
Right, because he was with strangers, essentially.
Because the person that he was with for a week, our dog Alpha, he knew him quite well, and you know the dog is well loved by everyone that knows him. But it seemed that the dog missed us, and he was actually broken.
Yeah, I mean dogs get abandonment issues.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, of course they do. Yeah, it'd be like leaving a child on their own, I suppose, exactly. In some sense. Yeah.
Exactly. And when the minute I saw the dog, in fairness, Niall, I knew straight away there was something wrong here. There's no, like...
The dog had mental health problems, yeah.
Well, I wouldn't say that now.
You did.
I knew there was something wrong. And, it took him about a week or so for him to come back to himself.
Yeah.
And, you know, so that's why I'm saying it's 50-50. And, I mean... You know, we were supposed to go to Spain again last year, just gone. And we were to go to live there full time. And because of the COVID, we couldn't do that now. So we put it off for another year or two.
Dogs are very clever. Dogs really... I mean, my dog, for example, will sit... If you're in the house, because she has abandonment issues. Now, if you go out the door and she starts crying, because I've recorded her doing it to check to see what's going on, right? But if she's left on her own, she starts this... Ooh, this kind of howling, right? So what she does is, when I'm there, she'll sit between the kitchen door and the hall door in the doorway so she can see what's going on, if anybody's leaving or anybody's going anywhere. So she has issues, like. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So now,
I mean, we are very close to our own dog, like this man and his wife. Sometimes, you know, the dog comes up every morning about 8 o'clock. It's like an alarm clock. He jumps up in the bed and he tucks in between us.
Right. Okay. Well, I know people. Some people have issue with that. I don't have an issue with it, but some people do have an issue. Now, in relation, okay. So this situation with these two, they're listening to the radio at the moment. They won't come on, but they're listening. We've asked them twice to come on. They won't. They're listening to the radio. They need to settle this argument. So who's right and who's wrong? Should they go away and should she just bite the bullet and let her mother mind the dog?
I mean, everyone needs a break, but I mean, and if both of them want to go away together, it'd be grand if he said, okay, I'm off to Spain for a week and you can go the following week.
Yeah. We won't go together, so.
But that's not the story, like, so, I don't know, I still said 50-50, you know, maybe.
You're sitting on the fence, Albert. There's no point in you coming onto a radio discussion where I've got two people waiting for an answer and you're sitting on the fence.
Okay, look, I'd be with kind of going with the husband's side because,
okay,
I mean, if the dog could be left with, say, the mother-in-law or something like that, or the daughter, and the dog is perfectly happy to stay with him and he doesn't see any difference, well, then that's okay.
Okay, you she'll know? Have to just get over it and miss the dog for 2 weeks.
Exactly.
Okay, well, stay there for a second. Let me go to Julie as well. Julie, you're on Classic Kids. How are you doing? Jesus, Julie, it took me a while to get an answer out of Albert there.
I agree with that also. I think she should just go. It's either, like, he'll just end up dumping her if she doesn't go. Like, it's a foreign holiday. She can take the dog away from one end when the COVID's lifted, like, to in Ireland. For me,
to a doggy hotel.
Yeah, to a doggy hotel. There's plenty of them. There's loads of them. So, they go to a doggy hotel. But I wouldn't be, like, oh, turning down a holiday to Spain for the dog for 2 weeks. Like,
have you got a dog?
What?
Have you got a dog?
I had a dog. Remember, I asked you before and I had to put him...
Oh, that's right. Yeah. So I do remember that now.
Yeah. So I had a dog, but I wouldn't. Like,
and what did you do? Out. What did you do when you went on holidays when you had the dog?
If we went away, I got family to mind them. Like right. I got like my.
And did you trust them? See, she, I get the impression she doesn't trust the mother-in-law.
Well, then she should put him in a kennel, like for.
But
a week.
No, she won't. She's not going to do that. She said it's a ridiculous idea to put him in a kennel because he's in with complete strangers in a cage for 2 weeks.
Stop.
She said she'd miss him, but she says she'd miss
put
him
with the mother. Put her with the well. She's gonna miss him. She's gonna miss her partner if he's on her. Like
maybe she won't miss him quite as much. You know what I mean?
No, I wouldn't turn down a holiday as much and all as I love my dog. Turn down a holiday.
Right.
Well.
Yeah. Sorry, Albert. What are you trying to say there?
There's actually no more problem, and we had planned to go away this year as well. And luckily enough, we have a motorhome, and we can bring the dog with us. But
right.
We were planning to go to Germany to see a friend over there. And we found out that we weren't allowed to bring the dog to France because it's a number of faster
quarantine rules.
Dog and they're actually, but you have to have, the dog has to have rabies shots and he has to have a character reference from a
character place. Reference?
Exactly.
How do you get a character reference for a dog?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, like a piece of paper from your employer to say, I know this man's dog, it's a really nice dog.
I'm not bullied,
a character reference for a dog.
Or the French government.
No, I know you have to have a dog passport, all right.
Yes, of course, yeah. And it has to have rabies shots and all the inoculations, but it has to have a character reference as well. In other words, if your dog is going to be snappy with children or, you know.
So who do you get a character reference from? A vet, is it?
Yeah. There you go.
To say this dog doesn't, I've never known him to bite anyone. Stay there, hang on, Julie. Say, Claire, you disagree with Julie, yeah?
Oh, yeah, well, I can understand where the wife is coming from. I do think it is kind of unfair for the husband. Well, I understand completely where she's coming from. The fear of leaving the dog and anything happening to the dog, and I'd be the very same. Now, it wasn't years ago, but like that other man said, sorry, I didn't hear his name.
Albert.
The reaction of the dog when you got home, my old dog, when we came home from holidays, was all over him, delighted. But the new dog I have now, she wouldn't talk to me.
She wouldn't? Well, she normally talks to you, does she? She wouldn't talk to you. She went over to the corner, kind of looked at you to the corner of her eye and says, I'm not even speaking to you. Had enough of you. Claire, are you now? Let's be clear, Claire. We're talking about they haven't had a holiday in 2 years, obviously, right? And he just wants to go away on a foreign holiday.
Ireland is nice at the right time.
Oh, jeez.
If you have someone you can trust to mind your dog, I would do it. but not for too long, you know.
How
but
long?
I haven't done it.
A few days.
We went holidaying in Ireland last year, so to bring the dog, you know.
Right. So if you're, are you married?
No, not at all.
Have you got a partner? Are you on your own now, are you?
Yeah.
I have no one to answer to, so you're grand. But if you were in a relationship, if you were in a relationship and your partner said, come on, we're going away. I'm about to book us. We're going to New York. Great holiday, New York,
I'd
for a week.
I'd be gone. I would be gone. Good luck, doggy. Bye-bye. Yeah, I would be gone.
Judy, be gone. You wouldn't even ask her a second time. But you wouldn't be going, Claire, without your dog.
I don't think I'd turn down a holiday if I found somebody who would mind her. And I wouldn't put her in a kennel ever. But if I didn't find anyone, I'd...
What's wrong with a kennel?
Oh, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with them. I just wouldn't like to...
Would they be looked after like every other dog? Like, they'd be fed like every other dog? I don't see any harm in a kennel. Like, there's no problem with the dog going into a kennel. Yeah. Like, they will be looked after. They'd be washed. They get more love in a kennel than they'd get off her ma for the weekend. You know what I mean?
I don't know if they get more love now.
They'd be looked after. Like,
unknown, you know?
Sorry, Claire.
It's the whole thing about putting them somewhere with people they don't know, as qualified as they are. And I'm not saying there's anything wrong with them at all.
When my dog was sick, I had to put him up in the Wicklow Mountains, up in that, whatever it's called, the doggy house. And I was like, oh my God, I can't leave him there. But he was fine. Like, he was, well, he passed then eventually, but that's because he was very sick. But I wasn't worried about, like, oh my God, like, he can't be looked after up there. He was well looked after. Like, they're being paid to look after him. So he's looked after. Like, I wouldn't be... Oh, I can't go on holidays because the dog's not looked after. Put him in a kennel or get someone you know to mind him.
Yeah.
See, this is a consideration that people don't think about, honestly, girls. When you buy a dog, like, it is like getting a child to some degree. You have to consider, you know, it's going to affect your possibility of going away on holidays if nobody's going to be around to look after it. Because you can't just abandon it. Now, a cat is different. You can leave a cat for a couple of days on its own.
Don't like cats.
Well, some people are cat people.
I know you like cats. I know.
Oh, no, I don't. I'm not a mad lover of cats. I, to be honest with you, I never had any experience with cats till I met my partner, and she has a cat. And but mind you, it's a pedigree cat. It stays in the house. It doesn't even go out for a piss, for God's sake.
If he weren't outside, then I wouldn't mind.
Yeah. So I mean, that's a different situation. But in saying that, you're going to have to face the fact when you have a pet that you have to take these things into consideration.
Yeah, you have to go away. You have to do things like.
Yeah, life goes on, Claire.
Yeah. Yeah, the dog's not going to be around forever,
Sorry, Claire?
I just think the more time you spend with your dog, the more you get to know her, and it's tough to leave her, you know? It's hard to go to work even, you know?
But, like, you have to let the dog be on its own as well, because if you stay so attached to a dog, like, when you do eventually go, they will be friends, and that'll be your fault, because you spend so much time, and you never separated yourself with the dog, like...
Yeah. The dog will have separation and anxiety issues. But stay there, both of you, for a second. Let me go to Trev. Trev, you're on Classic Kids. How are you doing, Trev?
How's it going, Niall?
Good. Well, okay, so whose side are you on?
Well, I'd have to say, I'm kind of speaking from experience, like definitely priorities has to be looked at. I mean, is the priority in line with, you know, your partner or your pet?
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
Well, I can think in most cases, Trev, you know? And I don't want to be sexist here, but with a lot of women, the husband will go, he'll be out the door quicker than the dog.
I mean, naturally, you know, women will be very caring of animals. Now, I'm a dog lover. I've had a Siberian Husky myself for years. I do love dogs, but I mean, I found myself in kind of the same situation where a partner of mine probably put her dog ahead of me mostly, you know.
Yeah.
But I know it's simple enough. I go on my own holidays for 10 days or 2 weeks and, you know, either you're coming or you're not. If you want to stay with the dog. Well, that's the truth. Stay with the dog if you, you know, or come along.
And what happens if she decided to go? So where would you put the dog? In a kennel?
Everyone's got a relative or some friend that you
know. But not everybody has.
Well, I mean, you'll have a friend.
There is loads of kennels, yeah.
Worst case, millions of kennels.
Get the kennel, worst case scenario, you know what I mean? But most likely, most people have somebody that they can trust to.
How much is a kennel these days to put a dog in a kennel? It's about
tenner
a day, is it?
No, it's more than a tenner now to put them in a kennel. But
for a day, is it about a tenner a day or something?
No, it's probably about 30 a day.
Is it?
Yeah, I'd say
you're
so,
having
yeah.
a laugh.
No, seriously, I mean, it's probably about 30 a day.
You're staying at B&B for that, for God's sake.
It cost me when Tevez was staying up in the wherever it was up the mountains, I can't think of the name of it, the DFCCA, it cost like over 100 quid a night for him to stay up there.
Jeez, it's staying the Four Seasons.
I mean, you spend the guts of $2,000 between the two of you on holidays. What's another 100 or two to have the dog looked after?
Yeah, true. This is it. If it was your child, you wouldn't think twice about paying it. So why not for your dog? Yeah, you're exactly. right. You're right. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, Claire, what about, you know, there are good doggy hotels that really do look after them. And if you're paying 30 quid a day or 20 quid a day or whatever it is, they will really look after them.
Yeah. I don't know, but they're strangers, you know. So my dog is very attached to me. He follows me everywhere.
They're strangers.
He has to get used to them for two weeks. That's all you're going to be away from them for. 2 weeks of the whole year. Like,
they just need to feed him and rub him and bring him for a walk. Yeah. That's all they need to do.
Yeah, talk to them.
All right, listen, I've got to take a break. Keep texting, keep WhatsApping. Number's 087-188-0008. Loads and loads of people, by the way, are texting in relation to this. Some people think the woman is mad. Okay, well, the simple question is here, who's right and who's wrong? He wants to go away on a foreign holiday. She doesn't, because she doesn't want the dog to be going to a kennel, or her mother-in-law, because she doesn't trust the mother-in-law. I want to know what you would do in that situation. Who comes, well, in her mind, who comes first? The dog or our husband, our partner, whatever he is to her? All right, so the message's coming in. How are you not? I have experience here. Herself would be the same now, and we decided to go to Killarney with our dog Price to a hotel for 2 nights. Worst idea ever. If we left the dog in the room while we tried to go down for dinner, he'd held the place down. We ended up having to get our dinner brought to us in the lobby, and the dog would sit there on the couch beside us looking at us eating. That happened for breakfast, lunch and dinner. Now, the hotel was very accommodating. Oh, it's gone off the screen there, sorry. Anyway, that's the end of that. But he basically said the hotel was very accommodating at the end of the day, but never again would he do it. Let me go to Maura. Maura, you're on Classic Kids. How are you doing, Maura?
Hi, Noah.
How are you doing? Maura, would you... I mean, who's right and who's wrong? Would you bring the dog on holidays?
She's right, absolutely.
She is?
Absolutely, yeah.
What? So there'll be no foreign holiday while this dog is alive? Is that what you're saying? What? Oh, we've lost you. Jesus. Where are you there, Maura?
Hang on, I'll move.
Yeah, go run up the stairs or something. Aren't calling Maura.
I can't, I'm on a walking stick.
Oh, sorry, Maura.
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now.
Half hanging out the window.
How'd you end up on a walking stick, by the way?
Oh, stop. The nerves are gone on my feet.
Ah, gee, you poor thing.
No, if you get a dog during a pandemic, you know, a lot of thought has to go into getting a dog.
Right.
Right.
Absolutely.
And you've got to weigh all these things out.
Yeah.
Right. Now, I have two dogs.
What's their names?
That's my partner, right?
What's their names?
And one of them, God love him, got the 18th out this week on Monday.
Right. I was at the dentist on Tuesday, actually, as well.
But you didn't get 18th out.
No, I had to get bits of shrapnel removed because I'm getting a bridge and all sorts of carry on done. It was very painful, I'll be honest with you.
Sounds awful. I know, Gizmo. Gizmo will relate to you.
That's his name, Gizmo. And what's the other dog's name?
Ted.
Ted and Gizmo. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So do you go away on holidays? No.
Well, I would, yes, absolutely. When all this is out of the way, I would. But okay. I have great friends who also have dogs, who are friends of my dogs.
Okay, and they look after Ted and Gizmo.
Or have a lodger here who would only be too happy to look after them.
So you'll import a person into your house to look after them?
Ah, no, they'd go to my friend's house, or else there's a lodger here anyway, so he'd look after them.
But
also... When we were having trouble, like, going on holidays, we started going camping. So the dogs always came with us.
Right.
And now we have a mobile home. So we spend 6 months of the year out there. So the dogs are actually with us.
So your thinking on this is, look, you wouldn't do this to your children. Why would you do it to your dogs?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. No. And like kennels, as much as I'm sure they've improved greatly now, but a lot of the dogs come out with fleas and kennel coughs and... Yeah. All these things, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Well,
and
they're supposed to be inoculated before they go into a kennel anyway for
they
all those
do.
Things.
Yeah, well, I know, they get I know. An injection for kennel cough.
Yeah.
That's all they get.
Yeah.
You know, so. But I think an awful lot of thought had to go into it.
And would you leave Gizmo and Ted in a kennel?
No, absolutely not.
Not? Oh, okay.
Not. Absolutely not.
So you wouldn't allow a stranger to look after them, no?
No.
Like it's definitely somebody that you really trusted.
Yeah.
And even then, if you were away for,
and somebody that the dogs know.
Could you go for 2 weeks to Spain and not see them? Would you be?
I would go for 10 days, 2 weeks. Yeah.
And would you miss them?
I would ring them every night.
You'd ring them?
Well, ring the person. Come on, I'm not mad.
No, I know, but you, would you do this thing where you'd ring the person and say,
Put them on speakerphone,
would you? Would you?
Yeah.
And expect them to bark at you. Woof, Maura. Woof.
They don't bark, they listen.
So you think the husband should just get over it and just, look, go holiday in Ireland?
Well, number one, holidays I don't think are going to be on the cards this year.
Well, maybe after June. Maybe. Jeez, my fingers are crossed. I can't stick another year in this country, for God's sake, Maura.
And you can come out and say my mob well home. Okay.
Thanks very much, Maura.
You know.
But stay there. Let me just go to Aisling as well, because Aisling, you agree with Maura, I assume.
I wouldn't leave my dog with anybody.
Would you not?
No.
Good on you.
No. My friends think I'm absolutely bonkers.
You probably are. He's
my baby. I used to leave him with my dad when my dad was alive. But he passed away 2 years ago. But ever since,
right.
I wouldn't even go 50 miles away.
So holidays, foreign holidays are out of the question for you?
Out of the question.
Unless, sadly, he passes away, which I hope it doesn't happen, by the way. How old is he, Aisling?
He's 6.
Okay, well, he's a good few years left in him.
So
anyway.
He's got another 6 if he behaves himself.
Ah, he'll live longer. 14 years is the kind of average. He might have a little bit longer than that. But then you'll probably just get another one anyway.
I don't know.
What's his name?
His name is Harley. He's an
Harley.
American Akita.
All right, okay. Oh, an American Akita. And now, what's that? Are they white? No, that's a Japanese Akita that's white, isn't it?
No, he's kind of tan white and he's got a black muzzle.
Lots of hair.
Oh,
yeah.
He sheds twice a year for 6 months.
Right.
You'll never have a clean house with the Nikita. You'll have...
Hairs everywhere. Right. And does he sleep in the bed?
He sleeps in the bed when I go to work.
Right.
And then as soon as I'm finished from work, he'll know it's me.
And does he have abandonment issues when you go to work? Like, would he be missing you?
No.
Doesn't howl the house down or anything like that, does he?
Oh, no. He'll only bark when somebody's around the house.
All right, so basically...
If you see that big dog coming to the window, you're not going to try and break into the house.
Okay, so the bottom line is you cannot be away from this dog for more than a day or two.
No, I wouldn't even go overnight. The longest...
You wouldn't even go overnight?
At work. No.
It says on my screen that you've even missed concerts because of him. So you wouldn't even go to like a gig or something like that? Or
no, I live in the West,
In the West.
In the West. So,
right.
It'd be too long. I'm like, my friends have said, we'll take him just for the night. Like, it's not a big deal.
No. And have you got a partner, by the way?
No.
Okay.
But
I'm going to say, it's going to be a tough ask. Aisling, if one comes along, are you looking for one?
No.
Your partner is your dog, as far as you're concerned. He's your life.
He's the one
in one sense you're probably right, in that sense. He probably doesn't answer you back. Right, and did you ever, were you in a relationship at any stage, Aisling?
Yeah.
And did you have a dog at that time?
No.
No. See, I'm struggling here because I think the problem with a lot of, and it's mainly women, ladies, I'm sorry to say this, but it is mainly women that get so attached to their dogs or cats that basically their husband or partner comes second best. You know? I've heard stories where, the husband will turn around so annoyed someday and say, well, look, it's either me or the dog. And they say, all right, see you, bye.
Yeah.
out you go.
Off with you.
Yeah, off with you now. Listen, ladies, lovely talking to you. Thanks very much indeed, Aisling.
I do not.
And say goodbye to Harley and Gizmo and Ted.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hit.